Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Tet Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at the third excluded class from Olam Haba. The Mishnah listed HaOmer Ein Triyat Amitim Min HaTorah, and we spent a good 9 daf on that. And then the HaOmer Ein Torah Min HaShamayim, we spent an Amud on that. And now Apikoros. Now the Mishnah does not say what an Apikoros is. Rabbi Chanina, Amri Tavayu, the proper person may be Rav Rabbi Chanina, which is Zeham Vazet Tamid Chacham. What is an Apikoros? Somebody who degrades a Tamid Chacham, embarrasses him. Yochanan Rishuban Levi Amri, Zeham Vazet Chavero Bifnei Tamid Chacham. Somebody who degrades a fellow in front of a Tamid Chacham. Neither one of them, none of these four, believe that Apikoros defines somebody about the theology, rather about the way that they behave around a Tamid Chacham. I understand Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Yochanan's position, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Apikoros Havei, so that Mevazet Tamid Chacham Matzmo Megalapani Matorah Shalo Kalach Havei. Remember I mentioned that when we talked about Megalapani Matorah, it may mean somebody, again, who is brazen, not necessarily who is devious in the way they teach. So therefore, if I say that Apikoros is somebody who embarrasses his friend in front of a Tamid Chacham, Megalapani Matorah is somebody who embarrasses Tamid Chacham himself. But if you say that the one who embarrasses Tamid Chacham himself is Apikoros, Megalapanim Torah can go on my, then how do you go further with that? Because the assumption is Megalapanim Torah is worse than Apikoros. And Gon Menashe ben Chizkia, like Menashe ben Chizkia we heard about in the previous podcast, who was degrading the Torah itself. The Ikedamat in La Seifa, some people learned this dispute about definition as not about being about Apikoros, but rather around the later term in that Brita that we saw in the previous podcast. Megala Pani Matora, Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri Zam Vazat Tamid Chacham. Yochum Shimon Levi Amri Zam Vazat Chaver Bifnei Tamid Chacham. So Bishman Am Vazat Tamid Chacham. I understand if Megala Pani Matora is Vazat Tamid Chacham, so Megala Pani Matora, Am Vazat Chaver Bifnei Tamid Chacham Apikoros Havi. That works. And we just shift everything one down. Laman Damar Vazat Chaver Bifnei Tamid Chacham. So Apikoros gone mad. What's an Apikoros? We've gone now down to level 4, meaning level 1 is Menashe. Level 2 is Mevazet Tamid Chacham, which we're saying might be neither of these. Then it's Mevazet Chaver Bifnei Tamid Chacham is Megalapanim. What's an Apikoros? Have you also gone Hani da Amri Maya Hani Lan Rabbanan? There are people who say the Rabbanan don't do us any good. They study for themselves, they review for themselves, they read Torah, Tanakh for themselves. This is also somebody who's Megala Panim Torah, and now Megala Panim Torah now takes on a different meaning, or an added meaning, of somebody who refutes the basic metaphysical reality presented by the Torah. God says, if it were not for my brit, day and night, I would not keep the world going. And the way that's understood is those who study my brit day and night. I don't need to go to Yirmiyahu. I've gotten in Bereshit, Shenemar, and Asati L'chol Makom Bavram. Hashem says to Avraham, even if there's only 50 or 45 or 40, 30, 20, or even 10 tzaddikim in Sodom, I will bear the iniquities of the entire place for them, meaning that a small group of Tamid Chachamim can keep a whole place alive. So he says, those guys can't be the Apikorsim you're talking about. Ella, when the Yativ Kamei de Rabbe Venafle Shmata Veduchta Achriti, if somebody's sitting in front of his Rebbe, and he recalls something he heard elsewhere, Ve'amar Hachiyam Min Hatam, and he says, that's what they say over there. V'lo Amar Hachiyam Amar, instead of saying, this is what the Master says. In other words, when he's sitting in front of his Rebbe, he doesn't show proper extreme reverence. Rav Amar, Rav has a different take. Gon Hani Deve Binyamin Asya, people from Binyamin, the doctor's house, to Amri, Maya Hani Don Rabbanan. The Rabbanan haven't helped us at all. Why? May Olam lo Sharulan Urva, they never found a way to make a raven kosher. For the Asulan Yona, never found a way to make a pigeon mutter. Osir. Sorry, they never made to make a raven mutter or a pigeon osir. In other words, their idea is, whatever the Torah says it said, the rabbis just repeat it, and they don't do anything new. So therefore, Rava wanted to take them on. Rava kamimaitu treifta deve binyamin kameh. If that house brought a treifer for him to look at, if he saw a way to be matir it, Amralohu, he would be matir it, and say, Techazut, Kasharina Lachurvan, be matir a raven to you, meaning something that you thought was treif. I'm saying it's mutter. But if he thought it should be Asur, Amar Lahu, Techzu, Hasar Lahu Yona. See, I'm being Matir, sorry, Asuring a Yona. In other words, he'd go out of his way to respond to their perception. Rav Papa Amar, when the Amar Hani Rabbanan. Rav Papa says, you know what Apikoros is? Somebody who says, ah, those rabbis. Rav Papa Ishtali, one time Rav Papa forgot, Rav Amar Kagon Hani Rabbanan. He said that once. The eight of Atanite felt so bad that he fasted. Levi Bar Shmuel of Rav Huna Bar Chia havu kamatakni mitpachot sifrei dver Rav Yehuda. So these two rabbis were making covers for the scrolls in Rav Yehuda's base medrash. Kimatu Megillat Esther Amri ha Megillat Esther lo bai mitpachat. When they got to Megillat Esther, they said, ah, Megillat Esther doesn't need a cover. It's not so important. Amar lohum. So Rav Yehuda said to them, ki haigavna nam mechzik hafkeruta. That's also kind of hefkerut. That's kind of a degrading attitude. And just be careful the way you talk. Nachman Amar, Zalkor Rabbo Ishmo. He says, you know what, Apikoros would be, according to this setup, we're now down to level 4, somebody who refers to his Rebbe by his name. Why was Gehazi, who in the text did one terrible thing, but why was he so excoriated and punished? Nesha Karara, the Rabbo Ishmo, he referred to Elisha by his name. Shinamar, at the later point, when Elisha's not there and Gehazi is talking to the king, Ravam ben Yoash, and he's asking him, tell me all the great things that Elisha did. And just at that moment, the woman who Elisha had brought her son and then revived the son walked in, Vayomer Gehazi, and he says, Aduni HaMelech, Zot HaIsha Asher VeZeh Benah Asher Chaya Elisha. That's the woman and the son that Elisha brought to life, and he's called him Elisha. Okay, Yatzav Rabbi Yirmiyah Kamei to Rabbi Zera. I have a story. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Zera. This is all happening in the Galil. V'yati v'kamar, atid HaKodesh Baruch Hu lotzi nachal mibet kodshei kodoshim, v'alav kol minei megadim. He quotes a tradition, says HaKodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring a river out from the kodshei kodoshim, and it's going to have all sorts of sweet things growing from it. Shinemar v'ala nachal ya'ale al sfato mizeh u'mizeh kol etz machal lo yibol aleo v'lo yitom piryo,
basically, that's what the pasuk says. Amar Le'ahu Saba, so an old man was sitting there and said, Yasher, v'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So when Rabbi Yirmiyah was there, so Rabbi Yirmiyah turned to his Rebbe and said, ki hai gavna mechzef gruta, is that hefkerut? Is that a degrading thing that he's doing? This, by the way, this passage and the previous one, maybe where the Rambam got the idea in Perush Mishnayot that Apikoros is not a Greek word, but rather an Aramaic word from Hefkerut. In any case, Ki Agav Nemechz Hefkeruta, is this also a degrading way to speak? Our mother of Zerah said to him, hi, see, so you are the Kamasayale. Lehefech, he's supporting you. Elishmiel Achashmielach, you must have heard this story, and that's what really is Hefkerut, about somebody giving a drush on somebody reacting. Yadi of Rabbi Yochanan Mekadarish, Rabbi Yochanan, who's giving a drush? Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lavi avanim tovot u'bar galiot chein shloshim al shloshim amot. God is going to bring jewels that are 30 amot by 30 amot. Huge. Chokek by esav ru mesrim. He's going to cut out 10 by 20. U'mamidan mishar Yerushalayim and put them at the gates of Yerushalayim. Shenemar samti chad kodshim shotayich u'sharayich lavnei egdach. So your gates are going to be carved out stones. Legleg alav otot tamid. Some student made fun of him. Amar hashta kveyata de tzilzala mishkachina. We can't even find jewels the size of a little bird's egg. Kuleyam mishkachina, and you think we're going to find such a thing? Liyamim yifligas finato bayam. So this student went on a sea journey. Chazino malchay ashar de kamenasri avonim tovod magaliot. He saw the malachim were carving out huge jewels. Amar lahu hanin leman. So what is this for? Amri, Hashem is going to put them in the gates of Yerushalayim. So he realized he was wrong. He came in and saw Yochanan darshaning Amarle, Rebbe, drosh ulechana eli drosh. Rebbe, you should darshan. You're the right guy to darshan. Kashem shamarta kach ra'iti. What you said, I saw. Amarlo reka, imlo ra'ita, lo imanta. What, if you hadn't seen it, you wouldn't believe me? You're somebody who makes fun of the chachamim. So we gave him the rabbi stare and turned him into a pile of bones. So Meitave, now is a challenge just on the story of the 20 Amot. I'm going to have you walk Koma Miut, which the simple read of that is the Brachan Bechukotai, you're going to walk standing straight up. The drushes are Mer Omer Matayim Amot, you're going to be 200 Amot high. K'shtei kamot shal Adam Rishon. Kama miyut, meaning two stories of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon is 100 amah, according to the Midrash. V'yiro mer mea amah. Can I get heichal b'kot lav? The size of the heichal. Sh'temar asher banenu chim ti'im megudalim v'noreihem. V'notenu zaviyot mechutavot tavnit heichal. Our children are like the size of the heichal, like the image of the heichal. So that means the heichal is going to be 100 high. So how do you have the gates only 20 amot high? Okay, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, l'chavei d'vezika. Here, Rabbi Yochanan is referring to outer walls that are there, just there to block the wind. Okay, ma'avi alei l'tshufa. At the end of that pasuk that Rabbi Yirmiyah quoted about the stream, it said, the leaves will be for medicinal purposes. It's like paravudim rav chisa, chadamar lahatir peshal mala, meaning that they'll be used to cure the mute. Chadamar lahatir pel shamata. The other said it'll be there to cure infertility. So either of the mute or the infertile. Really for medicine. My litrufa. Why is it litrufa? Litoar panim shabalei hapeh. It's a notarikon. Tirufa toar panim shabalei hapeh. To heal those who make their living with their mouth. In other words, people who study and whose faces are dark, because they don't eat, and because they're inside, etc., it's going to be used to give them a brighter face. Darash Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, kol mashcher panav divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh, anybody who blackens his face over divrei Torah in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavhik zivo ba'olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brightens his countenance in the world to come. Shemar mar'ehu kalvanon bachur ka'arazim. I'm Rabbi Tanuchum, Rabbi Chinola, Chaniloi, kol marviv al tzmo al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. Anybody who starves himself over Divrei Torah in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masbio Le'olam Ba, Hashem will satisfy him and satiate him in the world to come. Shemar Yirviyun Midesh and Meitach Menachal Adonai Chadash came. Kiyat Rav Dimi Amar, so Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael with the Drasha. Tito HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitein Lachol Tzadik V'Tzadik, Melo Umso, he's going to give every Tzadik his full ability to carry, whatever, he's going to fill it up. Shemar Baruch Adonai Yom Yom Ya'am Oslanu L'Shuotenu Sela. Marle Abai V'chi Efshar Lamar, can you say something about Lokvar Nimar? God established the heavens with his pinky, with his little ring finger, I'm sorry. So how could Hashem give the tzaddik all of this stuff, meaning all of what he could carry, Hashem could carry? Don't you get a garata? Rav Dimi said to Abaye. And Eretz Yisrael, we say this tradition. It's the last Mishnah in Shas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every tzaddik 310 worlds. Worlds. Shenemar lanchil ova yesh. Samale yesh gematria tlat miyav vasarave. Yesh is 310 in gematria. So why should you be surprised? He can give a lot of things. And now we're going to see it. Watch this. Tanu Amero remembers midasha damodin modin lo. The measure that you mete out, that's how you get rewarded or punished. Tichtiv esasav eshachat vivena. That's the pasuk quoted in the main sugya mida kareg mida and sota. Rishon v'chev shalom arkein. If a person gives everything he can to an ani in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to give him his whole load? The same challenge? So Rabbi Meir said back, you don't believe so? Which is greater? Hashem's giving reward or punishment? Certainly reward is greater. Now, midah tov aktiv, what does it say about reward? God opened up the heavens to give man. What does it say? He opened up the windows of the heavens for the mabul. And when it talks about punishment, go out, God says, the last pasuk in Yeshayahu, go out and see those who sinned against me. They're going to be burning forever. If today you put your finger in a fire, it gets burned up and gone. So how do these bodies stay alive and still burning? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives power to the Rishoyim to keep alive and accept their punishment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the tzaddikim the ability to maintain to be able to take the burden of all of these great things he's going to give them. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next clause in the Mishnah, Rakiva's additions to the list. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.